Hello, this is the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories once again. An alleged group of employees at Infosys who recognize themselves as ethical employees have leveled allegations for the first time against current CEO Salil Parekh and CFO Nilanjan Roy of willful misstatement and accounting irregularities to make the company's performance look good. They also claim to have the required evidence to prove their claim, which they intend to submit during the course of investigation. Infosys, in its statement to Business Today, said the whistleblower complaint has been placed before the audit committee as per the company's practice and will be dealt with in accordance with the company's whistleblower's policy. Giving a push to the Make in India initiative, Defence Acquisition Council, chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh on Monday, cleared the deck for procurement of indigenous defence equipment worth Rs 3,300 crore. Maintaining its impetus on the Make in India initiative, the DAC accorded approval for three projects to be indigenously designed, developed and manufactured by the Indian industry. Paytm founder Vijay Shekhar Sharma's net worth has been making headlines since 2017 when Forbes ranked him as the youngest Indian billionaire. And his salary for this fiscal stands at Rs 3 crore as per regulatory filings with the Ministry of Corporate Affairs. The proposal pertaining to Sharma's remuneration was approved by members of 197 Communications, Paytm's parent, at their annual general meeting on September 30th. Apple Inc. has started selling its popular iPhone XR phones assembled in India as it looks to expand its share in the world's second largest smartphone market, where it has struggled against cheaper products from rivals. The phones are being assembled at Taipei-based contract manufacturer Foxconn's India factory, helping Apple avoid high levies on the import of fully built devices as well as meet local sourcing norms for opening its own retail stores in India. Banking services are likely to be hit today as two bank unions have called for a 24-hour strike. The protest call given by All India Bank Employees Association and the Bank Employees Federation of India could see disruption in banking and ATM operations across the country. These employees are protesting against recent bank mergers, falling deposit rates and over job security in the banking sector. And that's all we have for you in the Business Today News podcast. Do tune in tomorrow. Goodbye for now.